Menachas Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We have been working our way through the Masechta, the last several Mishnayos, through the process of the Karban Mincha. And now we talk about the Kemitza, where you remove a portion of flour from the Mincha that's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Elu Menachos Nik Matzos. The following Karbanos Mincha require Kemitza. Kemitza, we know, is the first required Avoda in the Karban Mincha. But not every Mincha necessarily requires a Mincha, a Kemitza. So here they are, Ushiarein LaKohanim, and the remainder, after the Kemitza is taken out, are eaten by the Kohanim. Minchas HaSoles, the first one, the obvious one we've been talking about at Ol Masechta, is the Minchas HaSoles, the fine flour Mincha, which is not fried, not baked, not prepared in any other way. That one specifically, we know that Hanoseres Min HaMincha LaAaron ULabanov. The remains of the Mincha go to Aaron and to his sons. VeHamachavas, the Machavas that is fried in a griddle, VeHamarcheshes, and the deep-fried mincha, the hachalos for rekikin, which are oven-baked, as we've seen in previous mishnayos, the chalos are thicker, and the rekikin are wafers. In all of these cases, the kemitza is taken, and the remainder of the mincha that's left over goes to Aaron and his sons. It keeps on saying, v'anoseres min ha-mincha la'aron ulevanov. Minchas goyim, a carbon mincha brought by non-Jews. Minchas nashim, a carbon mincha which is offered by a woman. Minchas HaOmer, the carbon mincha of the Omer on the second day of Pesach made out of barley. All of them get kemitza, and the remainder goes to Kohanim. Minchas Chote, the mincha of the Chote, the Kometz is taken out and burned on the Mizbeach. Uminchas Kinoz, and the jealousy mincha of the Sota. All of these, a kemitza is taken off and burnt on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim Nikmetzes. Rabbi Shimon says, the mincha offering of a chote who couldn't afford an animal carbon, so he brought a mincha. The Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim of a Kohen, Nikmetzes gets kemitza as well. Rabbi Shimon says that the mincha of the chote who is a Kohen is similar to that of a non-Kohen. And the Hakometz, Karev La'atzmo, V'hashirayim Kraven La'atzmon. Now, Rabbi Shimon says that a regular sinner's mincha, minchas chote, is similar to that of a kohen who brings a minchas chote, but it's not a complete parallel, because the mincha brought by a kohen has to be completely burnt. So what Rabbi Shimon says is kind of the equivalent with this, is that first you burn the kometz, and then you burn the rest of the remainder as well. So Rabbi Shimon says that the kohen gets the kemitza, and the rest of it gets burnt. But the halacha follows the Tanakama, that a minchas chote, who's a kohen, is burnt completely, and you don't do kemitza. He doesn't hold kemitza for a minchas chote kohen, the way he does for all of the other karbanos mincha that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. Minchas kohanim, a mincha brought by a kohen, either, and this is agreeing with the Tanakama we just mentioned, as a voluntary mincha or as a required mincha, minchas kohen a mashiach, the mincha of the kohen gadol, chavitin, brought two times a day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, minchas nesachim, and the mincha which accompanies nesachim, the libations, which they in turn accompany an animal sacrifice, la mizbeach, the entire thing goes to the mizbeach, it belongs to the mizbeach, vein bohem la kohanim, and there's no share for the kohanim to eat leftovers in any way. Because the Torah says that the minchas kohanim and the mincha chavitin have to be completely burnt, and so the minchas nesachim, we learn from the fact that because it doesn't mention kemitza at all, or the kohanim eating anything, it must mean that you have to burn the whole thing. Bazeh yafek koach ha-mizbeach mikoach kohanim. In this way, the mizbeach has a greater right, a greater power than the power of the kohanim, in the sense that the mizbeach gets the whole thing, and the kohanim don't get any part of those particular karbonos mincha. This, the Gemara explains, does not necessarily include the offering of nesachim, because they are not burnt on top of the mizbeach. They are poured into two bowls with holes on them. We learned this in Zvachim, which are attached to the top of the mizbeach at the southwest corner, and then it went through pipes into kind of a deep hole underneath. So when we say that the right of the mizbeach is greater than the right of the kohanim, that doesn't include yayin nesach, which doesn't go on the mizbeach per se. It's kind of poured next to it. Shtei alechem v'lechem aponim la kohanim ve'ein bohem la mizbeach. On the other hand, the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos and the Lechem Haponim, which are put every Shabbos on the Shulchan, they go to the Kohanim, and there's no share for the Mizbeach. The Shtei Alechem are actually called Bikurim at one point in the Torah, indicating that they're eating like by the Kohanim, just like Bikurim are. And the Shtei Alechem we know specifically go to the Kohanim. U'bazeh yafakoach ha-Kohanim mikom ha-Mizbeach. And in these Karbanos then, the rights of the Kohanim are greater than the rights of the Mizbeach because the Kohanim get the extra portion.